Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of May 2019. Supreme Court has ordered the immediate release of BJP Yuva Morcha leader Priyanka Sharma, who was arrested last week for sharing a morphed photo of West Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee. The apex court also waived off the earlier condition asking Sharma to submit an unconditional apology in writing immediately after coming out of jail. Delhi High Court has granted 3-week parole to Santosh Kumar Singh, who is serving life term for the 1996 rape and murder of law student Priyadarshini Mattu, to write his LLM examination. Punjab and Haryana High Court has ruled that all societies registered under the Haryana Regulation and Registration of Societies Act, 2012, have to become fully compliant with the provisions of the Right to Information Act, 2005, by the 2nd of July. Supreme Court has clarified while hearing a plea seeking 10% quota for the economically weaker section in Central Teacher Eligibility Test 2019 that for qualifying examinations there cannot be any reservation. Supreme Court has observed that failure to produce a certificate under subsection 4 of Section 65B of the Evidence Act at the stage when the charge sheet was filed is not fatal to the prosecution. Supreme Court has observed that dismissal of consumer complaints on mere technical grounds add to the burden of litigation and defeat the purpose of granting justice in the consumer fora. Supreme Court has observed while setting aside a High Court order in a Section 482 CRPC petition that an application for review or modification could not have been entertained. Delhi High Court has asked the State Legal Services Authority, DSLSA, that how does it determine the compensation to be awarded to victims of acid attacks. NGT has directed the Ministry of Defence to submit a report on a plea seeking scientific disposal of waste generated by weapons, hospitals and other establishments of the armed forces. SEBI has issued notices to mutual fund companies that defaulted on fixed maturity plan payments. SEBI has taken action for not fulfilling the investor protection norms by delaying the payments due on fixed maturity plan and forgiving loan against shares.